From City Hall to History, I'm Logan Wells in the KYMN newsroom, and here's a topic in 10 minutes or less. 10 minutes on the timer. Let's go. We're talking about the Milltown State Trail today. This is one of those projects they're talking about next year on the city council agenda. So that's why we are talking about it today. The Milltown State Trail, let's back up a little bit, is kind of this everlasting project. I mean, there's a segment here in Northfield, but I think it people go, well, where does it go out after Northfield? You know, it doesn't actually really go that far. It kind of just goes through Seckler.
Right.
But this year and next year, there's some pretty significant expansions happening to the Milltown State Trail. So, when completed, the Milltown State Trail will connect the Milltowns, funny how that name works, right, of Faribault, Dundas, Northfield, and Cannon Falls for a distance of approximately 25 miles. The trail will then also link into several other state trails in this area. So if you know anything about your state trails, in Faribault, there's the Sakata Singing Hills State Trail, which, if I'm correct, can get you almost all the way to St. Peter or Mankato. Mm-hmm. And then this will also connect into the Cannon Valley Trail in Cannon Falls, which can get you to Red Wing. So this is going to really connect into, when it's all done, you'll have several different state trails all, you know, you can bike or walk or get in many different directions with. At one time, flour and grist mills dotted the Cannon River Valley between Faribault and Cannon Falls, harnessing the river's power to process wheat into fine flour. Of course, here in Northfield, we had the Ames Mill. Mm-hmm. In Dundas, they had the Archibald Mill, and the trailhead for this, fittingly, in this area, is at the mill ruins for the Milltown State Trail. Let's back up even a little bit more. A state trail is interesting because there are certain criteria a state trail has to meet. So it's meant for biking and walking primarily, right? It's a paved trail. This isn't a gravel trail. It's not going to have rough terrain at any point. It's meant to be accessible. So that also means that every curve is at a certain angle. It's never going to be too sharp of a curve, so there's always viewing and such. Mm-hmm. The hills are always a certain height and such. And the biggest deal is that intersections, especially across highly trafficked area, either have to have some way over or under it, or it controlled the intersection, right? So a great example is if you go right now to Jefferson Parkway and 246 or Division, where the roundabout is, by the schools, one of the tunnels, in big letters over the top of the tunnel, says Milltown State Trail, because rather than try to cross at an uncontrolled intersection, they just built a tunnel underneath, right? That allowed for the Milltown State Trail to expand in that direction, right? There are other bridges throughout the system. They're talking now, I believe, in June, not tonight's meeting, but in June, about the city council, about building a tunnel underneath Highway 19 on the northern end of town so that you cross underneath that rather than try to build a controlled intersection, right? So that's the big deal with state trails, is that it's meant to be accessible and easy to use for everybody, right? When right now, though, the trail's kind of disconnected in all these different legs, and we'll put a map on our website of this too, so you can see this. Right now, there's a 1 mile segment in Faribault. There's a 2 mile segment connecting Lake Bilsby Regional Park to Cannon Falls, to kind of runs into downtown Cannon Falls. And then there's the Northfield Dundas segment right now, which is only about 3-4 miles long, and that starts. We'll run the whole route of where this trail will go in Northfield. If you start at the mill ruins in Dundas, you follow the trail through the woods, kind of along the side of the railroad tracks into Seckler Park. And then at Seckler Park, you cross that pedestrian bridge by Quick Trip and Highway 3. Go down that, and you'll go behind the rodeo grounds. And so there'd been a long time. I remember, actually, this was a conversation like, I don't know, 6 years ago when I was on the mayor's youth council, because they would ask us for input on this trail and where it was go. Originally, Milltown's trail was going to go towards downtown. And actually, there's a sign still kind of directing you that way, that if you go down Riverside Lions Park and behind the CAC and used a bit, that's where it was going to go into downtown. But for those accessibility things I mentioned earlier, it couldn't logistically work through downtown. So they've rerouted it now, so they'll go behind the rodeo grounds to Jefferson Parkway. It'll cross at that stoplight, and then it will follow Jefferson Parkway on the side, not a bike lane, but an actual separate path, right, along Jefferson Parkway to the roundabout, keep going up along Jefferson Parkway. At Spring Creek Park, you'll pass kind of the soccer fields, and just after the soccer fields, it'll turn left and follow kind of actual Spring Creek and those storm water ponds that go towards Woodley, north mm-hmm. towards Woodley. At Woodley, it'll become parallel to Spring Creek Road and kind of cut through the golf course, mm-hmm. along the edge of the golf course. That will get you to about Highway 19. That's where it'll go under this proposed tunnel. It'll follow the edge of Highway 19 and through the Arb and snake its way up to the Waterford Historic Bridge. And right. that's where, kind of for the next 2 years, proposed construction plans will get it.
Okay.
So in stages, they're going to get it out to the Waterford Bridge.
Right.
This year, it's kind of weird how they're going about this. They're building the segment from the Waterford Bridge to Woodley now this year.
Okay.
Which means it'll be its own disconnected leg. Next year, and what they're discussing tonight at the city council meeting, is the segment next to Jefferson Parkway from the roundabout to Woodley. So along past the soccer fields, through Spring Creek Park, past, you know, along the creek and into up to Woodley. And then you'll be able to bike that whole route. So that's, you know, kind of the direction they're going with it. I think this is a really exciting mm-hmm. thing. It's a cool opportunity to have. Dundas and the DNR have been working as well this year on building a leg of the trail south towards Faribault. I think it's a 1 to 2 mile long segment they are building this year. They've been cutting trees and such, so it'll follow the river south towards Faribault. So slowly this trail is growing and yep. and, mm-hmm. and such, and it's a very exciting thing. But it's something I've been meaning to cover this topic for a long time, and finally just took the time to do it. So that is the Milltown State Trail, kind of the route it's going. We have 3 minutes for questions.
They've been talking about this for 30 years.
So it was, yeah, I don't go to many Dundas council meetings because they are also during school board meetings.
Right.
But Dundas Mayor Glenn Schweitzer said this has been like a lifetime project for him.
Yeah, that's great. okay, so as I understand it, and I haven't covered this for over a year, so I don't know anymore, but there was like a 3 mile section of land basically just outside of Faribault where the DNR still has not been able to acquire the land. Is that still the case?
So what's interesting about this is that it's actually, what I've gathered from talking mostly with just Northfield people and Dundas mm-hmm. people about this, is that no one really knows what's going on with the DNR and other segments of it, right? The Northfield and Dundas have had a lot of collaborating, a lot of planning together. Northfield obviously has a lot of control over its own trails and systems, so it's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
It's not always like Mayor Zweifel and Councillor Sokup are both on the Joint Powers Committee that kind of governs the trail. And they've talked about how they haven't even had like a quorum for meetings recently several months, because not all the members are attending or all the parties are sending members, right? Yeah. So like there's a difficulty to even just get basic governance done. So I really only know what's going on in the Northfield segment and Dundas segments because that's who's active in this, who's attending the meetings or who I'm attending their meetings of.
Well, that sort of makes my next question moot, but the section that will run from the Waterford Bridge to Lake Bilsby.
Yes.
Are there plans for that yet?
Not immediate construction plans, right?
Okay.
That's also more difficult because now you have to work with the DNR on that, right?
Yes.
Northfield can control its segment in Northfield. Dundas can control its segment in Dundas.
That's
and
Dakota County,
it.
Though, yeah.
And that's Dakota County and the DNR. And so you need to get more and different, you know, Randolph maybe and such. I think there's going to be momentum, though, especially at the end, you know, in the next 2 years, if this big segment gets done, mm-hmm. I think there'll be a lot of energy to try to get this done quickly. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's advocates pushing strongly for that segment in the near future.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything to support that ecotourism.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
So there you go. And just, you know, the last point I'll make is there's a really cool feature about this that there are other bike trails in Northfield that this links into as well. There's the East Cannon River Trail, which right now, the best part about the Milltown State Trails, it makes a loop with the East Cannon River Trail where you can bike on both, or bike or walk on both sides of the Cannon River. It makes about a 5 mile loop. You know, that ties perfectly into this segment of the trail too. So you've got, You know, you could start in Dundas, bike down one way, go out to the Waterford Bridge, come back, and bike down the other way.
That's cool.
Of this loop. So you get, it is a very cool opportunity.
That's cool. Extensive.
Yeah.
That's a cool. Solid.
And that's just a city trail.
Yeah.
That's not that's fantastic. Both cities. That's not like a state trail or anything. Yeah. So.
All right.
Well, there we go. Nine seconds.
Hey. Thank you, Logan.
From the KYMN Newsroom, I'm Logan Wells, and this has been 10 Minutes or Less. Looking for more news content from KYMN Radio? Head to our website, kymnradio.net, and click the Local News tab, where you can find all the news stories we post each day. You can also search KYMN News wherever you get your podcasts for interviews, these shows, and other conversations. And of course, we're on your radio, 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, KYMN Northfield.